From Tidbits on September 8th, 2014, this is Tim Cook Promises Improved iCloud Security by Josh Centers. In the wake of the theft of nude photos from celebrities, a theft that has been linked to Apple's iCloud suite of online services, Apple CEO Tim Cook has vowed to improve iCloud security in his first interview about the situation. Here's what Apple is planning. Starting in 2 weeks, Apple will send email and push notifications, quote, when someone tries to change an account password, restore iCloud data to a new device, or when a device logs into an account for the first time. Apple will do more to raise user awareness about security, both in terms of the potential dangers and the importance of stronger passwords. Perhaps Apple should give everyone a copy of Joe Kissel's best-selling Take Control of Your Passwords. The company plans to broaden its use of two-factor authentication and push more aggressively for users to enable it. Apple will extend two-factor authentication to iCloud accounts accessed from mobile devices in iOS 8. Cook reiterated that the photo theft didn't happen due to any sort of Apple ID or password leakage, but rather by guessing passwords and/or security questions. Ashkan Sultani, an independent security researcher, told the Wall Street Journal that the new notifications, quote, will do little to actually protect consumers' information since it only alerts you after the fact. While Sultani has a point, an enhanced focus on two-factor authentication could help prevent future incidents such as this. Two-factor authentication, which requires both something you know and something you have, is offered by Apple, but isn't exactly user-friendly. There's often a 3-day waiting period to enable it, and even then it protects only payment information, not content you store in iCloud. Journalists have been doing some sleuthing of their own to discover the holes in iCloud security. Andy Greenberg of Wired scouted the anonymous image board AnonIB, which specializes in stolen pornographic images, and discovered that attackers were using a combination of a script based on the Find My iPhone rate limiter vulnerability and Ecomsoft phone password breaker to steal images from victims' iCloud backups. Christina Warren of Mashable took things a step further, using EPBB and a bit of guesswork to break into her own iCloud account, as well as her sister's. Warren used the $199 professional edition of EPBB, but the $399 forensic edition, marketed toward law enforcement, can pull an iCloud authentication token from a personal computer, bypassing even the password requirement. Warren points out a number of security flaws in iCloud, including unencrypted backups and iCloud authentication tokens stored in plain text. Two other points about two-factor authentication being difficult to set up and protecting only payment information will hopefully be addressed soon. In any case, the security breach could not have come at a worse time for Apple. With a major product launch coming up on September 9th, the stakes are high. If the rumors that Apple is set to announce a biometric tracking smartwatch and a new payment system pan out, Apple will have to go above and beyond to regain the public's trust. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.